Anon Radio.
Icecasting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio. Anon Radio.
Pumpkin pie. So fucking bland. The only good thing about pumpkin pie is the whipped cream. I would eat my flip-flop if it had whipped cream on it. Thursdays at 22, OWO UTC with Mr. Bluge. Anon Radio.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. I've just joined Calm, but I can't see yet because I'm not yet to the shady spot. So it'll be just a second. I hopefully maintained the settings on my device that are conducive to broadcasting. But if not, please mention it in Calm and I'll see it in just a sec. It's a beautiful day here in Austin, Texas. Finished the festival this weekend and it was so fun and the weather was nice. Speaking of which, the high today is 26 degrees. It's presently 26 degrees. There's a nice wind, a little breeze. It feels so much better than it has lately. It's pretty nice. Actually makes me kind of feel sleepy because it's so nice, but such is life. We're making our way. It is very cloudy, almost full cloud cover, but the sun is still shining brightly, casting shadows, a little more diffuse than normal, but we're making it. Man, nothing like a shadow to show your silhouette and let you know, hey, I should walk more. I should do more exercise. All right, so we've made it to the shady spot. If you cannot hear the traffic yet, well, don't worry. I'll let you know all about it, as I am kind of used to doing. Let's see. All right, boom. We are in the shady spot. Let's update our color scheme to yellow. Boom, now I can see. Hey, shout out to everybody in Calm, including Handy C and the Z-Man Zerohoff, Jay Lamoth, X1, Quentin, Thrig, welcome, welcome. all right, so I hope you enjoyed the music at the start. I just got to the shady spot, so I hope everything's kind of mellow out here. We got a small size truck, like a regular size truck. It's still big by old standards, but it's hauling a trailer full of trees, tree limbs and stuff. It is hanging out at the intersection. Its turn signal is on, but it clicked off, I guess. And away we go, two-axle trailer on its way. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on. If you don't, you know, as we talked about, you know, crazy stuff going on in, of course, going on in Palestine. There's a lot of stuff going on all over the world. And so that's what I'm hoping to let you guys know. Of course, if I ever find some zombie clown unicyclists, I will let you know. If I find any of those clowns, unicyclists, or zombies that I can corral to this intersection, we'll have a good time with it. Presently, it looks like there's one house that I usually can see an 18-wheeler in the driveway, and that rig is not there, so might be a little quiet. Let's see. Looking. People have been driving by, but only a few turns. Handy seat. Anyone on a unicycle is a clown. All right. Well, let's get into it. Let me refresh my news here so that we get all of our wonderful news. Sinking. Boom, boom, boom. All right, let's go to our bookmarks. Desktop bookmarks, bookmark menu. Be sure you update your Firefox. There's a really cool HTTP2. So not HTTP3, the latest and greatest, but HTTP2 DDoS approach. Essentially, Google has a nice blog post about it, but essentially what they were doing is you can send a request to create a session, you make a connection, and then you can send like up to 100, you can maintain like 100 connections in that, 100 threads in that connection. Well, what you can do is you can also, at the client side, just say, never mind, and cancel it. So it's similar to a SYN flood. You can do that to an HTTP2 server and just cancel your requests as soon as you make them. So essentially the server gets a request to start something and then stop it. Because it's stopped, it doesn't transmit anything out back to, it doesn't reflect back. Pretty wild, pretty fun stuff. But that's not what we're here for. We're here for death and destruction because, you know, that is how we roll. So let me just pull that up. Bookmarks. Today is October 10th. Yep. Boom. We're starting in Myanmar. 29 people have been killed. Oh, you've been selected for a preview of the new BBC website. Preview the new site. Let's see what it looks like. Welcome to the early preview. Okay. All right. Oop. Little bug landed in my beard. Had to chase him away. Alrighty, here we go. At least 29 people, including children, have been killed in an artillery strike on a displaced persons camp in northeast Myanmar near the Chinese border. That's right, refugee camp getting bombed. Not the best day. The camp is in an area controlled by the Kachin Independence Organization, or KIO, Kilo India Oscar, one of several ethnic insurgent groups which have been fighting for self-rule for many decades. All the victims were civilians, a spokesperson told the BBC. It's one of the deadliest attacks in the 63-year-long conflict. Kachin officials say the armed forces have scaled up attacks on KIO-run areas over the past years because of growing Kachin support for other insurgent groups fighting the military government. Much of Myanmar has been embroiled in a wider civil war since a 2021 military coup. I remember watching the video. There was a lady doing like an exercise video, and then a tank just rolled on through behind her, and that was the end of it. The exiled National Unity Government has blamed the junta for the attack on the camp, describing it as a war crime and crime against humanity. So, just some extra pain and destruction there in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, depending on who you ask. Check in with Calm right quick. It looks like we may have discovered the clown unicycle transitive property. Yep, Firefox does have an update. There's some updates, but yeah. Security updates, all that stuff. What's up, Eck? Eck passing by. Alright, in San Francisco, a man was killed. San Francisco police have shot and killed a man who crashed his car into the Chinese consulate on Monday. A police statement said the unidentified man was shot after officers arrived at the scene, which usually follows. Police show up, and then someone is shot. I don't know how frequently it's the other way around, but you don't hear about those in the news. So, based on my perspective, frequently, you're not shot until the police show up. A police statement said the unidentified man was shot after they arrived. Footage online showed a blue Honda car in the lobby and dozens of people fleeing. A consulate statement condemned the incident, adding that it posed a serious threat to the safety of its staff and other people at the scene. We strongly condemn this violent attack and reserve the right to pursue responsibility for the incident. China's foreign ministry has accused the unidentified individual of breaking into the consulate to hurt people. The consulate has since temporarily closed parts of its office and has lodged solemn representations, a phrase for expressing diplomatic discontent to the U.S., urging authorities to ensure the matter is properly dealt with. Police said that an open and active investigation was underway, but haven't revealed much. When officers arrived on the scene, they found the vehicle had come to rest inside the lobby of the consulate. Officers entered, made contact with the suspect, and an officer-involved shooting occurred. The suspect was later pronounced deceased. So, they're trying to figure out why he was there. Queue barriers and chairs lay toppled in the lobby, while other pieces of furniture were damaged. No injuries reported from inside the consulate. San Francisco is hosting the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation next month, with Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to attend. So we definitely don't want people driving their cars into the embassy and the consulate offices when we're inviting the world leaders to come check out this office. So a very trying, crazy thing right there. Let's see. If you want to know about should and must exist vulnerabilities, check RFC. Good point, X1. Good point. All right, what's next? Well, we got a lot of stuff next. How about this? More sadness and destruction out of Afghanistan. This time perpetrated by UK operatives. We're used to the imperialist powers of the world mostly being like United States or US driven. But in this case, UK special forces killed 9 people in their beds during an Afghanistan night raid, an independent inquiry has heard. Family members say the victims were unarmed civilians. The SAS has claimed they acted in self-defense. Senior officers suspected troops of carrying out a policy of executing fighting-age men, even if they posed no threat. The government announced the inquiry after BBC Panorama revealed an SAS squadron killed 54 people in suspicious circumstances on 1 6-month tour. As substantive hearings got underway at the Royal Courts of Justice in London on Monday, UK special forces were accused of abusing night raids in order to commit numerous extrajudicial killings, which were allegedly later covered up. Also, there's live coverage of cricket available at BBC, apparently. I'm getting an ad for it. Hundreds of deliberate detention operations were carried out by special forces between 2010 and 2013. The alleged unlawful killings of the 9 people in the Nad Ali district of Helmand is understood to have occurred as a number of families gathered to be before a wake on February 7th, 2011. They were sleeping in a single-roomed outbuilding. So this is quite a while ago, but it's pretty cool that they're facing some kind of justice. The United States famously, just last year, blew up a family, including pretty graphic pictures coming out of all the kids' body parts splattered all over the road. And the United States saying that it did nothing wrong. And then the world just saying, okay, and leaving it alone. Like, nothing happened. It's one of the most bizarre and like, oh, okay, I guess that's how the world works kind of moments. So yeah, it's trouble. Oh, my friend X trying to cross the street, but there are cars driving on the right-hand side. There's a car trying to turn. He's got his left turn signal on. He stopped about a meter before the turn. All right, he's going. He's executing the turn. All right, he did a decent job. He turned. Now X getting across the road. Beautiful. All right, he didn't get hit, and oncoming cars, not coming. Anyway, let's check with Colin real quick. Yeah, oh shit, remind me to avoid leaving the house when she comes to town. Yeah, no doubt, Xi Jinping. Quentin pointing out the Chinese consulate building is stout. Driving a car into it is impressive. Oh man, pretty interesting. Shoulda, coulda, X1 gonna give it to you. Quentin's on fire in the Z-Man, too. Man, we're having a good time, right? Let's see. Where if you want to know about should... boom, boom. All right, cool. What was I going to tell? Oh, the UK Special Forces killed a bunch of people. Pretty sad. New York police are saying that the beating of a 72-year-old man was a... 72-year-old was... an anti-LGBTQ hate crime. Police investigating the case say 4 assailants battered the victim while hurling homophobic slurs at him. 72-year-old New York City man was severely beaten in what authorities have confirmed to be an anti-LGBTQ hate crime. The attack took place on September 15th near the corner of West 17th Street and 9th Avenue in the heart of the Chelsea neighborhood, which is popular with gay residents and visitors. Police investigating the case. Oh, we got a SUV turning left into the wrong parking lot. They have stopped in the driveway. I think they've realized their mistake. Yep, they're going backwards. Oncoming traffic, making some noise. Not sure. Oh, they've got a handicap placard. Volvo. All right, they're driving. Oh, and here comes the oncoming car in the other lane. It was a Tesla. All right. So they beat this guy within an inch of his life. The victim suffered a broken jaw and several lacerations to his body. The suspect ran away from the scene of the attack to a nearby building. No arrests have been announced. Investigators described one of the assailants as being heavyset with a light complexion. The other three were described as having medium complexions and slim to medium builds. Authorities released pictures of the suspects in the case, which is being investigated by the Hate Crimes Task Force. Let's see. In another prominent and violent anti-LGBTQ attack reported in New York City, Vogue dancer O'Shea Sibley was fatally stabbed in July after he confronted teenagers who taunted his group at a gas station. And we talked about that. So anyway, yeah. Chelsea, not as safe as it used to be. Wine must be pressed. the grapes have been wrathed, clearly. All right. So that's what's going on in New York. What else is happening in the world? There's plenty of death and destruction. Did you know in Cameroon they've got flooding? Yeah, people in Cameroon are dying. You're probably not going to hear that on the news because they're not. Anyway, as you know, I've got opinions, but I've got a feeling that unless you're white or European, and one of the people in the club, you're not going to see a lot of news about it. But this comes to us from AfricaNews.com. The death toll from floods in Cameroon's capital has reached 27, with more than 50 injured Monday, as rescuers intensify the search for those missing following the deluge the previous day. The rains unleashed floodwaters in the district of Yaoundé, two of the country's capital. Oh, I see. The second district of Yaoundé, of the country's capital on Sunday, sweeping away buildings and reducing many to rubble. One of the victims mentioned that some bodies have traveled a long way and have been found more than 100 meters from their homes. 100 meters is quite a way to go after you've died. I wonder how long that would be. Is there a zombie 100 meter dash timer? Because that would be interesting. I'd like to have tryouts. The fastest zombies get to be part of my intersection demolition derby. Oh, there goes a Mach 1, followed by an Infiniti. Both seem to be hugging the proper lane on the left turn. Good job. Urbanism Minister Celestina Quecha Cortes, who visited the site, called on local residents. We got a box truck turning in here. Oh, they're going on the wrong side of the road. I love that the people who work here regularly turn and go down the wrong side of the road. It's like they're going the wrong way on purpose. They're the same people that drive down the sidewalk. And don't look for people coming out of the garage. I don't know. I feel like I should sacrifice my body to teach them a lesson. Oh, here comes a Subaru making a right turn. It's past the stop sign, but that's okay because it didn't actually ever stop. It just kind of rolled on through. Cyclist coming up. No lights. Got a bag on his bicycle. Is he going to stop? No stopping. Turns, on boards, onto the sidewalk. Perfect. Perfect execution. That is how you avoid getting run over by people like this this Toyota SUV. Turned left. Did not use a turn signal. It looks like it was bashed in, so it might not work. And they turned about a meter into the crossing lane. All right. Let's check in with Calm and see what's happening over here. X1 pointing out, what's cool with death is that you never notice it. That's true. Quentin pointing out, there's enough war in Ukraine, Israel, and coups in Central Africa to make some little flooding and a few hundred deaths not seem to be too newsworthy. Yeah, Quentin, you know, there's so much death and destruction, it is hard to keep track of it all. And it's hard to not be bummed out about it. So, you know, what I say is just, I mean, take the news in, you don't have to internalize it. Kind of accept it and let it go, or at least try. Andy C is pointing out a musical printer. Tobe prefers jazz door and 5/4 AC. Not sure what's happening there, but I'm going to roll with it. Oh my gosh, it's 1923 UTC. I got to remind you that in 7 short minutes, the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe is a show that will come on right here on and on radio. It's every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. Shout out to Claudio M. And Jay LaMoth. I don't know if I said shout out to you guys, so I want to be sure I mentioned. But yeah, Dubious Goals Committee. Any dubious thing you want to do, check it out. Dubious Goals Committee, right there for you. Anything but raising the dead. There's only a few rules, and they're very similar to the genie's rules in Aladdin. No wishing for more wishes, no killing anyone, and no bringing people back from the dead. So hey, you know what? That's just how it goes. Mars is in 5-4 time. All right, let's keep moving. There is still more death stories, and we're not even going to get to all the other cool stuff. You know what? I'll just tell you real quick. At least four people, I'll breeze through these. At least four people were injured from a chemical leak on the Japanese bullet train. It reminded me of the Tokyo subway sarin attack, says eyewitnesses, which was happened in 1995. A chemical leak injured at least four passengers on a bullet train in Japan. The chemical leak occurred at the Tohoku Shinkansen line and injured four, including a child, on Monday, the fire department says. It reminded me of the Tokyo subway sarin attack. It's frightening because you can bring anything onto a train, a 52-year-old eyewitness, referring to the 1995 terrorist attack that killed 14 and injured thousands, quoted as saying. None of the injured on the bullet train were reported in serious conditions. Two others, including a railway worker, complained of feeling sick after inhaling the chemical. The leak led to the evacuation of passengers onto the platform at JR Sendai Station in Miyagi Prefecture, according to the East Japan Railway Company. Approximately noon on Monday, a distress call was made to Japan's emergency number, 119, reporting that a child had sustained an injury after coming in contact with what appeared to be a spilt chemical substance aboard the Hayabusa No. 52 speed train. A man later identified as a 40-year-old employee of a geological survey company based in Tokyo was believed to have been carrying an industrial chemical used in his profession. The chemical was kept in his bottle in his hand luggage, and it accidentally spilled. Police say the interrogator interrogating the person who possessed the bag containing the substance. Local media reported the victims complained of burn-like symptoms. It smelled like cigarette smoke, something burning, a woman who was on the bullet train said. It had a faint, pungent odor. So we'll see what happens, but pretty scary stuff to suddenly be smelling weird chemicals and burning, kids crying from burning themselves. But that might just be require some stricter restrictions or some kind of announcement on what is allowed on the train. A mass shooting at a Pennsylvania party in the United States leaves one dead and eight injured. The 22-year-old victim died when gunfire broke out at a venue in Indiana County. We don't have more time, but just suffice it to say, more shootings in the United States. Alabama has flagged a children's book for censorship because the author's surname is gay. Read Me a Story, Stella has no sexual content and is about two siblings spending the day reading and building a fort. Unfortunately, the author's surname is Gay, G-A-Y. The book, Read Me a Story, Stella by Marie-Louise Gay, was placed under review at the Harris County Public Library due to its sexually explicit nature, AI reported. The story has no sexual content, but it was triggered because of the surname. So, Gay triggered a keyword in the facility system. Obviously, we're not going to touch that book for any reason, the librarian is quoted as saying. Although it's obviously laughable that her picture book shows up on their list of censored books simply because the author's last name is Gay, the ridiculousness of that fact should not distract from the seriousness of the situation. So, just as a heads up there. Oh man, we only have about 2 minutes to go. Yep, Quentin chiming in. Yeah, we got good commentary and good chat in com right now. Oh man, we don't have enough time for me to go into all the other news I wanted to, but I do want to mention this. Spent fuel reprocessing, U.S. nuclear power. I was looking at this last year. U.S. spent nuclear fuel reprocessing may be making a comeback, and this article talked about the Department of Energy ramping up efforts to explore recycling spent nuclear fuel. And they're offering $38 million in federal awards to dozens of projects. So this is the program's called Converting UNF Radioisotopes into Energy, or the CURE program. And so they're trying to get people, they're trying to figure out a way to recycle the fuel without increasing risk for proliferation. But it's a bit, anyway, we don't have time to go through with it all. So I'll just leave it to you to find out if you want to know more about it. But yeah, we should be recycling our nuclear fuel. We're leaving billions of dollars on the table. All right, well, thanks again for listening. Thanks for tuning in. It has been news to me. And coming up next is the Doobie Skulls Committee. You can always press equal in com to see more about what's coming up. And remember, Doobie Skulls Committee cures anything you want. Apply directly to the forehead, the knees. And if you have cats with a sickness, maybe you know somebody that's just got a dirty mouth. No matter what your problems are, Tobin, the Doobie Skulls Committee, can solve it. Just call 1-800-299. I forgot the open VoIP number, darn it. Okay, enjoy Doobie Skulls Committee. Bye-bye.